Walmart is the biggest U.S. retail chain. Just imagine the insight that one company has into how shoppers are doing. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Walmart is saying it expects a sharp decline in profits for the rest of this year as consumers react to prices and an economy that's expected to slow. Walmart should know. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Walmart says higher food and gas prices have caused a rapid shift away from the types of discretionary items a lot of us had been buying during the pandemic. Think casual clothing for working from home or new furniture and electronics for that home office. Consumers are now focusing on the necessities, with food prices 12% higher than a year ago and gasoline prices 60% higher. The shift has left Walmart sitting on tens of billions of dollars in unsold inventory. It's planning aggressive price cuts to move merchandise such as clothing and home appliances. Those are higher margin items for retailers, and Walmart now forecasts its annual profit will decline as much as 13%. The good news for consumers is that there will be deals to be had in the coming weeks, and not just at Walmart. Rival Target is also sitting on lots of unsold inventory. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Not Walmart, not Amazon, but Alibaba is the world's largest online commerce platform by sales. While it's based in China, its stock is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. The news is today that Alibaba is upgrading the way its stock is handled on the Hong Kong stock market to make it more accessible to investors in Asia. The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari explains.
It's a technicality, but it means that investors in China will be able to directly buy shares of the country's most prominent technology company for the first time. It will also allow those investors to trade their Alibaba shares in Hong Kong or New York. In a statement, Alibaba CEO Daniel Zhang said the company was choosing Hong Kong because it's a launchpad for Alibaba's, quote, globalization strategy, and that Alibaba is fully confident in China's economy and its future.
Shares in Alibaba rose nearly 5% in Hong Kong today. The Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong went up 1.7% today. Here, S&P and Dow futures are down 0.5%, with U.S. central bankers starting a two-day meeting on the economy, jobs, and interest rates today. Expect a big 0.75 percentage point increase tomorrow, then smaller interest rate hikes in the fall. Bitcoin is down 4% this morning to around $21,000. It was $65,000 last November, meaning it's lost more than two-thirds of its value. For those who bought into the mania that swept digital financial instruments like Bitcoin and thought they couldn't lose, well, you can, and many did, taking down some big companies in this space, including Celsius Network, a kind of cryptocurrency bank that took deposits and made loans. In an illustration of the power of metaphor, some are calling the crypto mess right now the crypto winter, a way of implying there will be a crypto spring. I wanted to talk to William Kai about this. He's the co-founder and managing partner at the financial services company Wilshire Phoenix. Mr. Kai, good morning.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Look, things go up, things go down, right? But what is happening to cryptocurrencies over the last 8 months, would you say it's cracked the foundations?
No, definitely not. It's been interesting. The biggest insight that we have is that this time it is different than the prior so-called crypto winters. I think one thing that crypto investor and all investors should look at is the crypto market has been taking a lot of signals from the overall markets, economic conditions, and stocks.
But it must be unsettling when you see firms like Celsius, that lender in crypto, is now in bankruptcy protection, or a stable coin is shown not to be stable.
Absolutely. Every one of those events, our view is it significant? Yes, but at the same time, they're not. And then let me explain what we think. It's new technology, and new technologies sometimes fail, but the better and newer technology will come and replace it. You mentioned Celsius. We think that this is not so much what's wrong with crypto space per se. This is a bit of a repeat of all, I would say, new asset classes and speculation. This comes from, you know, greed and a bit of a lack of risk management, that people are overextended, overlevered. So this is a bit of a kind of shaking out of the ones that's overlevered, that's overextended. And I think this is a good thing for overall for the crypto space so that we get to a better foundation.
You know, I'm hearing from you that crypto could still play a role in a portfolio. And, you know, it's one thing if a person worth $100 million puts in 2% into crypto, knock yourself out. But when a newbie puts in 5 or 10 grand and that's half of everything they own, I mean, that's a different story.
No, you're absolutely right. There is risk in crypto investments. But I think you kind of alluded to it. It is about understanding risk and more importantly about sizing. Kind of how does crypto or any risky investment, how does it fit into your portfolio that you're comfortable with the risk? And I think what should help, and I think one thing that we are working with the regulators is a strong and protective regulatory framework that encompasses crypto assets that will help kind of educate investors and offer a level of protection in terms of, for example, like investor education on what really they are putting into their investment portfolio.
How a professional thinks about what we've been going through in terms of crypto. William Kai, co-founder and managing partner at the financial services company Wilshire Phoenix. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And minting new Bitcoin is deliberately hard, requiring enormous computer power and therefore lots of electricity. What are called crypto miners in Texas had to turn off their operations at the height of the power crunch caused by the heat wave this month. Now, last week, they resumed operations. Our producers are Jarrett Dang, Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosas, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.